Chapter 4, Nickerson and Nylon. Over 10 years have passed since Willie Nickerson escaped from Norway, and new political winds have been blowing. The courts see his case differently now, and he is granted amnesty despite the protests of the jazz police. Willie Nickerson returns to freedom as a superb bass player. He goes to see his old friend Nylon, who in the intervening years has had success with his Nylon ethnic trio. Times have changed. Now we get paid for practicing, man. We play rock and roll, a little afro, a little jazz, a little tabla, a little joik, synths and percussion, household appliances. That's what people want. The big electronic chains give us their discarded TVs, and the animal smashes them with a baseball bat on stage, dressed in a Norwegian national costume. It's symbolic. There have been a lot of changes. The Twisted Trout has become a rock workshop and has an impressive sound system. But the sound check makes Willie Nickerson nervous. The sound man, though, is proud of the new system. At least 2 hours for a sound check. Yeah, 3 would be better. I can't really do my job right with less. Besides, Nylon has made some advantageous contacts in the recording industry. A little bribe gets them in to see the powerful record company mogul, Stash Cohen, who promises to launch the Nickerson and Nylon Quartet in the USA. The walls of Cohen's office are covered with golden trophies, and Willie Nickerson gets dizzy when he thinks about the band's glowing future, blissfully unaware of the record company director's extraordinary sensitivity when it comes to the word royalties. Now they just have to agree on the details of the recording process. The red carpet is rolled out, but when Nylon puts the tip of his pen on the contract to sign it, he hesitates for a moment and admits that he thinks the royalty is just a little low. Boom! In the second, the record company director is transformed into a green, gurgling monster with yellow reptilian eyes and hideous claws. His scaly tail sweeps everything off the table, and the contract is brutally torn into pieces. Just when he takes a stranglehold on Nylon and is about to set his teeth into him, he suddenly returns to normal. The whole episode only takes a few seconds. Stash Cohen apologizes and mumbles something about how his allergy to nuts has really gotten out of hand lately, and then prints out new contracts. Willie Nickerson tries to lighten the atmosphere and says that he, in any case, is satisfied. As long as he can play the bass, Nylon can keep all the royalties. Boom! Mr. Cohen becomes a green monster again. The terrified musicians beat a hasty retreat and decide not to try to break into the recording business again. They prefer to spend their time on music.